Om Shanti. Today is 24th August 2018, Friday. Today's blessing is, may you be an incarnation of Shakti, power, and make the crooked path straight with the experience of being constantly full. Remain constantly full with the treasures of power, virtues, knowledge and happiness, and with the intoxication of being full, the crooked paths will become straight. If you are empty, a hole would be created, and by falling into the hole, you might sprain your ankle. The thoughts of those who are weak and empty are sprained. An incarnation of Shakti means one who takes the contract of making a crooked path straight. Those who take such contracts never say that the path is crooked. If someone fails, it means he had a lack of paying attention or that his intellect was not full. So Baba is telling us to remain full. When somebody is full, the crooked path becomes straight. And when somebody is empty, a hole is created and that leads to a fall. And when there is a fall, there is sprain of ankle. Here, those who are empty and those who are weak, they get sprain of thoughts. Moch, Sankalp. An incarnation of the Shakti is someone who has taken the contract of making the crooked path straight. Those who take such contracts never say that the path is crooked. If someone fails or someone falls, it means he had lack of paying attention or that his intellect was not full. This path of spirituality, there are a lot of ups and downs. And Baba is talking about a significant disease. This disease is known as fall. In medical field, this is very important. In old age, falls in old age is a separate topic, because just as the age advances, the chances of fall increases, and falls are the major cause of morbidity and mortality in elderly. They divide the causes of fall into two parts. In medical field, intrinsic fall and extrinsic fall. Intrinsic falls are occurring because of some problem of the body. For example, one cannot see, so one falls. So the vision dimness. One is suffering from some neurological diseases like dementia or Parkinsonism. One is suffering from some eye diseases, eye problems, some balance problems, some gait problem. Then one falls. Or if it is a drug overdose, then one falls. So, intrinsic causes are those causes, like maybe some cardiac related causes, some arrhythmias, some hypotensions, orthostatic hypotension or some other causes. So, this could be anything. Anything related to the body leading to the fall. They are known as intrinsic causes of fall. And then there are extrinsic causes of falls. What are they? When? somebody sleeps. Okay. If there is a staircase and there are no railings there, the old people fall. Then, what are the extrinsic causes? Outside causes. The slope, very slippery road or floor. Then one falls. Then, there is a, he misses the step. Okay. Or there is a hole outside. Then one falls. Footwear is not good. Then one falls. This is a major complaint sometime. That the, it could come in intrinsic cause that the patient's footwear keep on coming out, slipping. So that is intrinsic. Again, extrinsic footwear is not good. Then, if somebody is caught up somewhere, or some cloth, because of loose clothes, the clothes are coming in between, in the legs, and somebody is tipping off, then, crowd can lead to fall. Okay, then, like, not walking properly means catching a running train can lead to a fall, or running can lead to a fall, or going fast can lead to a fall. Then, what else? Vinod bhai, what are the causes of falls? Lace is open. Shoes lace is open and one trips up. Then, causes of falls. Water in bathroom or water on the surface. Or oil on the surface or oily surface. And what are the causes of fall? In the hospital. Very nice. The skin of banana can lead to fall. Then what else? Causes of falls in hospital or at home or in offices. Yeah, somebody is trying to make you fall deliberately. So even that could be the cause. Or some object has come and you have not seen it. So falls are of two types. Intrinsic, related to the diseases of brain, eyes, ears, heart, some arrhythmia or whatever. Multiple causes are there. There's a huge list of medical conditions. Huge list. Any extrinsic causes are because of outside things. Okay. So now, Baba is saying in spirituality, when somebody is empty, there would be whole. And there would be fall. When somebody is weak, there would be fall. When somebody is full, there won't be any fall. If somebody has filled himself with all these things, what Baba is saying, all powers, virtues, knowledge, happiness, then there would be intoxication. Also, the causes of falls are alcohol. Somebody drinks a lot of alcohol and then he falls. So drugs, we have said drugs, but overdose of drugs, so one of the things is intoxicants. Drugs can lead to fall, or alcohol or some drinks can lead to fall. Walking in sleep, okay. So remain full. So when somebody is full, there won't be any fall. He will not say that the path is crooked. He will not say that there is a problem in the path. But he is the incarnation of Shakti, Shakti Avatar. Rather, even if the path is crooked, if the path is not straight, not plain, Shakti Avatar would convert those paths. Would make those paths plain. So when you are empty, a hole is created and you fall into the hole, and what happens? What is the diagnosis? Sprain. Moch. What sprain? There you get ankle sprain or wrist sprain. Here, what you get? Thoughts brain. Sankalp moch. Here you get brain of the thought. Your thoughts grids get a sprain. And when there is a sprain, what is the treatment for sprain? What is the treatment for sprain? If there is an ankle sprain, what is the treatment? Massage. Hot fomentation. Some painkillers. And most important thing is pain, bed rest. Immobilization, bed rest. Bandage, crepe bandage. Or physiotherapy, or some light therapy, some painkillers. If it is a very too much pain, some injections, some ointment, or some local therapies. So all these things are the treatment for sprain. So when sprain occurs, when there is a fall, there would be spray. And how the fall occurs? Because of hole. And why holes are created? Because somebody is empty. So this is the pathophysiology of fall. Emptiness leading to hole, leading to fall, leading to sprain. Now this sprain requires treatment. If it is a sprain, it is okay. But if this sprain converts into a fracture, if it is a fracture, it is even more difficult. Then the period of bed rest is more. So in spirituality, person is not filled, empty, khali, weak, kamzor, and then that leads to a hole. Hole in the consciousness. Spiritual emptiness. Spiritual vacuum. And that leads to spiritual falls. And then spiritual fall lead to spiritual sprains of thoughts. Spiritual fractures. Emotional fractures. Pain recovers faster, but fracture may require operation. And there are different types of fractures. Some are compound fracture. They are simple fracture. This is the bone, and it has broken into two parts. This is a simple fracture. This is the, sometimes the fracture is compound fracture. There are multiple pieces of bones. Sometimes it is comminuted fracture. Sometimes it is infected, comminuted, and it has come out and there is an infection. So fractures are dangerous things. Sprains are okay. At least bone is intact. Here, there is a hairline fracture. Even okay. That's okay. So, how to treat thought sprain? How to treat thought sprain? Emotional sprain. When there is an emotional sprain, thought sprain, the first thing is rest. Rest. Silence is the rest. Solitude is the rest. Introspection is the rest. And this rest is needed. Then there is a lot of sprain, because when there will be the more the sprain, the more would be the pain. Internal deep emotional pain. Internal deep emotional wounds. Hurts, agony, anguish. So the more the sprain, the more would be the pain. The first thing is give rest. Rest means go in silence, go in solitude. Second thing is apply some painkiller. So what is the best painkiller, Vinod Bhai? This is difficult. You tell something easy, no? What is the best painkiller in spirituality? Bodiless stage is a painkiller, but it should get available very easily. This is a difficult painkiller. Bodiless stage, immediately you may not get bodiless. Change the thought. Baba's remembrance, or the word Baba. In last Sunday's Murli Baba has said, this word Baba is a magical word. You say Baba and whatever you want, happiness, peace, purity, you will get it. This is a mantra. Chant it and all the obstacles will run away. So, remembrance is a painkiller. When there is an emotional thought fracture or sprain, remembrance is a painkiller. Bodiless stage is a painkiller, of course. Then what else? What are the other painkillers of spiritual life? Murli is a painkiller. Murli is a tranquilizer, is a analgesic. The more you read Murli, the more your sorrow, your suffering will get dissolved and disappear. Otherwise, there is so much sorrow in the world. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, somebody dies. You need not to cry. If your stage is powerful, tears will not come down your eyes. If you are crying, it means your stage is very weak. Good that he has died. Probably he has some good part to play. You have seen some children who have got such good parts. So probably he is going to take another birth and his new part is going to start. Baba has given example of Mamma. She must have been playing some good part somewhere. So you need not to cry. Crying babies, Baba don't like. Crying children, Baba doesn't like. Baba likes which children? He likes smiling, chubby. Those who are cheerful, those who are happy, those who are smiling all the time, those who are smiling and those who are crying and wilting, and those who are always unhappy and getting upset and getting disturbed by every small thing. Baba doesn't like such children. He likes those who remain stable. Their mood is stable. The fluctuating moods, Baba doesn't like. So, painkiller. So first is rest, second is painkiller, then hot fomentation. So what is the hot fomentation of spiritual life? Good thoughts. Powerful thoughts. Some hot thoughts. Some powerful thoughts should be there. Then good company. Good company is this thing. Hot fomentation is something which is hot, which is coming from outside and is, we are putting it and we are feeling okay. So Brahmin family, but some gross seva, yes, some gross seva. Get engaged in some gross seva and you forget that you have some pain anywhere. When somebody engages in something gross seva, that time one definitely forgets that yes, there is any pain also. Then what else? Baba, yes, excellent. Baba songs. So, Baba's song. Then what else? Baba's room. Madhuvan. Madhuvan. Atmosphere of Madhuvan. So this is the hot fomentation. Then what else is the treatment? For sprains. Crepe bandage. So what bandage you will apply? When there is a thought sprain, Haribhai. Bandage of knowledge. There is a very beautiful Murli. Experience of other souls. There is one Avyakta Murli of 1st April 92, where Baba has given the definition of being knowledgeful. If somebody is falling sick because of his own mistake repeatedly, Baba doesn't call that person Gyani Yogi. Knowledge means samaj, knowledge means understanding, knowledge means understanding of your body, knowledge means understanding of sthiti, your stage, knowledge means understanding of other souls, knowledge means understanding of the atmosphere. If somebody is falling repeatedly, Baba doesn't call that soul yogi, jnani soul. Jnani, to become jnani doesn't mean to become bhavuk, to be emotional. Jnani means to become trikaldarshi. Jnani means to understand the depth of things, the knowledge. Durandeshi, who is farsighted. Who can see the things in three aspects of time. That is Jnani. So that is one of the best definition of Jnani Baba has given in this Murli of 1st April. Let's say April Fool Day. 92. So, avoid falls. So all these three things are needed. rest is needed whenever there is a fall. First of all, one should be full. If one is full, there won't be any hole. And when there is no hole, there is no fall. And when there is no hole, there is no sprain. So these are the four things. So first, one should be full. There won't be any hole, no falls, and no sprains. But if there is a sprain, now treat the sprain. The treatment is bed rest, silence and solitude. The treatment is second, painkillers of jnana and yoga, and then hot fomentation and crepe bandage. So apply all of these things for your sprain option.